Hi, my beautiful people. This is Femi Shavery, and I am here. This is your daily devotion, and we are going to be speaking about our 30 days of elevation. I am so excited to share with you guys this particular journey. This is going to be exciting. This is going to assist you in the fast that we just completed. Of course, if you're wanting to restart the fast, please do. If you're wanting to implement fasting to this particular journey, please do. If you are wanting to do it in conjunction with the fast that we just completed, so you're wanting to go back through the 30-day fast in addition to the 30 days of elevation, we will be doing that. Is very, very, very important and significant, and it will literally assist you as we're navigating through this particular process as well. Now, what is the 30 days of elevation? Well, before I get into that, I want to first say to all of my new subscribers, if you're new here, if you're listening for the first time, I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know how you heard about me, but I'm so grateful that you did. Welcome aboard. Welcome to this space. I hope that you find something that allows you to gain deeper understanding of yourself, gain deeper and deeper love and appreciation for the journey that you're on, and to also allow you to find your own personal relationship with God and allow Him to show you exactly why He chose you, why you're so valuable. This does not matter about your religious beliefs. I am not speaking from a religion standpoint. This is definitely just about relationship building with God. Whomever it is, whatever it is you believe in, is a personal journey. That is something that is very sacred to you. So I'm only here as a vessel to assist you as you deepening that connection and deepen that relationship that you have with the Most High. If you have already been a subscriber, already been a follower, already been a avid supporter of Be Miss Shavery, of this podcast, of all things, the Dallas Hope Dealer. Thank you guys so very much for being here. This has not been a quick journey. We have been on this journey for years now, and I'm so grateful. I'm so excited. I'm so thankful to be continuously used as a vessel in your life. And I hope that you also continue to find so much joy in the deepening of the relationship with God, yourself, and our journey ahead. Okay. Now, if you have not listened to the previous episode that I released about the theme for 2024, which is entitled Exalted Elevation, please do listen to that episode. It gives you a bit of an insight about what it is that this entire year is going to be for us, what it is about, the acceleration of growth, the empowering amount of influence you're going to gain from being obedient and in alignment with where God has you to go. It's so exciting. I'm so excited. And I know that we're going to be so much greater for it. Now, what is the 30 days of elevation? Well, it is definitely a spin from our 30-day fast that we just completed, and it is going to assist us as we are continuing in that navigating through the process of walking, believing, talking, and creating a life that we're wanting with the alignment that we are dedicating and designing ourselves to be committed to throughout this year. Now, I know that during the fast, we started off, we're believing, we have written down what it is that we're asking for. We are literally praying, fasting. We have been devoting ourselves daily to the process. And that is something that is the foundation of this particular journey that we're going to be on. The difference between the 30 days of elevation and the daily devotion, the fast that we just completed for 30 days, the difference is this is practicality. This is us adding daily things to the process. So in addition to fasting, in addition to the journaling, in addition to the mantra that you're creating and you are allowing yourself to be focused on, this is how you are spearheading this particular journey ahead. Meaning, if you, first of all, you have to be clear about what it is that you are believing God for. Okay. What is it that you are asking for? What is it that you are literally believing is coming into pass and what have you began to see budding in your life, right? And once you have that, that is what we were working on during the fast, right? So now this is about the practicality of that. This is about if it's a job that you're looking for, if it's a career change you've been looking for, if it's more balance in your life, if it's changes in your relationship, if it is health improvement, if it is solidifying better connections, if it is organizing your homes, if it is getting decluttering, whatever it is that you're needing to do. This is about adding the practicality into it, meaning if it is a career that you are trying to navigate, you're trying to change, you're trying to learn how to communicate in different conflict when it comes to career and when it comes to authority, etc., so on, whatever. This is about applying practical tools, meaning if it is a career change, this is the resume portion. What is it that you're needing to do to make sure that you're utilizing the resources to gain that particular promotion or get in the industry that you are interested in getting into? Or what is it that you're needing to do to take the break that you're wanting or the break that you're needing? Is it a conversation you're needing to have with your partner? Is it making sure you have the resources to sustain yourself as you are navigating through this period of rest or this period of sacred building? What is it that you're needing to do? So this is applying the different resources, notifying or not notifying, but allowing yourself to be established in a space foundationally where you can actually utilize the resources that are at your disposal. If you don't know what those resources are, this is allowing yourself to have that time so that you can find those resources and you can have those conversations. Preparation, right? It is more than just praying. It is more than just fasting. It is also the implementation of a process that you're going to have to make sure that you abide by as God is aligning you. This is where we are actually matching our works with our faith. And so the 30 days of elevation is absolutely doing that. It is, if you want to be in a better mood, if you're waking up at a later time, you're not having the energy you want, and you're not having the motivation that you need, well, this is setting a routine that is going to hold you accountable to making sure that you're up, making sure that you create this process, making sure you take full advantage of what it is you're needing to do in the time frame that you're needing to do it so that you're able to actually reap the full benefits. You're not going to be able to half show up or half do. You're going to have to fully invest in what it is you're saying, you're hoping, praying, and asking for. Okay. So this is going to be a bit more innovative. It is going to be a bit more fun. It's going to align you with the people, places, and things. If it is your mood, right? A lot of people are, we're going into Valentine month. Of course, we're still in the midst of changing and doing a lot of things. So this could be sprucing up the way that you feel, sprucing up the way that your home feels, your wardrobe, getting ready for the spring. So you're kind of going through the winter stuff and moving the winter stuff to the side, your work stuff, moving it around into more of a springy like colors, spring themes. So this is the redecorating of your home, the reorganization of your home. This is getting recipes together, like deciding that I'm going to prep meal prep for the week. I'm going to cook at least 2 to 3 times a week. And this is what I would like to practice, or this is what I would like to cook or add to our recipes. If, like for me, my fiance will be home from deployment by April. So that means that whatever steps I'm implementing now, I'm creating this environment, but I'm also leaving room for when he comes home where he can embark on his portion of adding to the environment we're creating together. So this is organizing, restructuring, committing to the process. This is doing it with joy. This is excitement. This is all of these things, right? Creating that playlist that makes you feel good, creating that the movies or the shows that you're wanting to watch, like do things that help you mindlessly connect or mindlessly disconnect from whatever is happening on the outside. This is a hybrid interactive focus on you in the midst of navigating what you are believing, how you are navigating through the world, with the outside enforces as well. Like you can't just be in a bubble. You're going to have to go outside sometime. You're going to have to go outside in a in work sometime. You're going to have to be interactive with people at some time. So it's not detaching from the armor that you're building yourself with or the knowledge and resources that you're building yourself with, but it is knowing how to practically apply it in the environment that you may be illustrating along the way. Okay. This is also going to provide you with a realistic idea for you, not realistic based on other people, but realistic for you when it comes to, is this attainable financially? What am I needing to do so that I can make sure I have the money or the resources I need to sustain my lifestyle while I'm in transition? Is this sustainable? Is this appropriate? Is this beneficial for the overall good? This is literally putting you in a position where you have some control over what you have in your hands right now. Right? This is very beautiful. This is going to be impactful. This is something you can do within yourself, but you can also include other people. This is something that's very sacred and personal for you. So this is going to be one of those things that is definitely going to open you up to the more possibilities. And it's also going to assist you as you're going down this path, as God is preparing you for what is coming for you. It is building those connections. It's making more leeway. It is also putting yourself in the mind frame and in the practice of literally being what it is you are hoping, praying, comes into fruition for you, right? It is beautiful, but it is going to require you to be present. In addition to this, we will also be, one of the main things I think is so important is that people really, they do a lot of internet searching. People are on the internet a lot, and I am from another generation, so I'm pre-internet phase, but I understand the significance and the importance of it, but I also know that it is a huge distraction, and it also can cause a lot of confusion and chaos and destruction when it comes to your own personal development if you're not utilizing it the correct way for you. So we're in this energy, right? We're going into this 30-day, almost like a discipleship of self, right? You're being a disciple for what it is that you are knowing God is assigning you to do, and it's like, listen, there are some things I just can't do. I'm not on the internet all day. That means in addition to your devotions, right? We're going to still do our daily devotion. As a matter of fact, we're going to be implementing from the 100 Days of Believing Bigger devotional journal. We're going to be implementing those. We're going to do 30 days out of that daily devotional journal. We're going to start off with, we're going to end it like we do with our devotionals in addition to a journal prompt. So you're going to be able to ask yourself questions. You're going to write out journal to yourself. And this is going to actually help you in illustrating that environment where you are believing bigger, you're believing more, you're believing in a deeper way. This is going to be astronomically important and significant when it comes to you as you are navigating through life. This is beautiful energy, especially as we're navigating, preparing for spring, and we are preparing for what it is that we believe God is blessing us with. So I want you guys to understand the significance in actually reading for comprehension. Okay, this is actually understanding, comprehending what is being said to you, what you're reading. Read books that are helping you and aligned with you on your journey. Pick a book and complete it for the 30 days, right? You're going to finish a book in 30 days. This is reading, spending time with the actual book. What is it that it's doing? Why did you choose that book? What is it about that book that you're hoping to take from it? And actually take notes. Like, this is really allowing you to be dedicated and disciplined in your own future, creating your own future. It is so much deeper than just praying and just, you know, God, I sacrificed this piece of chicken, or God, I didn't listen to that song today. Yeah, but you're not really doing anything in your day to day that's actually aligning you with what it is you're asking him for. You're still asking him for a bigger part of the portion than you're willing to give. So this is a different form of sacrifice. Learning more about what self-care really is. It is not just the luxuries that people have created self-care to be. This is not self-care. It is about maintaining yourself. How do you maintain yourself? Well, you understand that there's a full wheel. There's emotional wellness, mental, the mental aspect of wellness, the spiritual wellness. This is physical wellness. It is also financial wellness that you are needing to actually be balanced in so that you're able to have a better full self picture that you can actually care for. So this is going to be an incredible, incredible 30 days. And I'm so excited to share it with you. We're going to be doing this together as we always are, but it's aligning you with a deeper aspect of what the purpose of this entire process is. In addition to keeping with our theme of exalted elevation for 2024, it's exalting you above whatever it is that you have been navigating through, whatever it is that you have been praying, asking, and fasting for. This is exactly what it is that God is aligning us to do, where He's placing us to be. And this is why it's going to be so necessary as we are navigating through this particular process. So I'm excited for us. The dates of this particular journey will be from February the 11th to March the 11th, and you will have your daily episodes of your days of elevation, the 30 days of elevation. I will release an episode every day, much like I did during the fast. At the end of each episode, I will read to you the devotional from the 100 Days of Believing Bigger devotional journal, and that is by Marshawn Evans Daniels. So if you want to get the book, you definitely support her. If you don't have the book and you just want to follow along, please do that as well. I will be providing you guys with the insight of that. We will have just much as we did with the daily devotion. I will have my context of what that particular day is going to entail for us, and some advice or whatever I'm feeling spiritually is needing to be said. But ultimately, we will be implementing different portions of this particular fast throughout our journey. I'm so excited. This is something that's really going to help catapult us into where it is that God is aligning us to be. This is beautiful. Some things that you're going to need, of course, are some journals or pen, paper, notebook, something that you will definitely want to take notes in. You will decide, are you fasting? Are you restarting the daily devotional fast, meaning you're starting from day 1 through 30 for the previous? I would highly suggest that. If you're not knowing, or if you're still in that, it's easy because you'll still be in that mode of that particular fast, or you'll know where you needed to refine once you completed the 30 days. Or for the people who started in the middle, you're able to start from the beginning, and you know that you have a community of people who are doing it with you. So that is definitely something that I will suggest. Or you can decide, I'm going to add something different to my fast, or I'm not going to do this portion. I'm going to add something else in replace of that to do the fast. So I would say that however you decide to do it, but you're going to decide it, and you're going to want to stick to it, because that is where the obedience and discipline comes. And in the repetition of doing it is where you will be able to find that you're receiving greater results. One of the other things that I feel is so important is that when we think about the believing bigger aspect of it, we are trying to believe, we're elevating, right? So we have to be mindful of our mindset. We have to be mindful of what we are allowing ourselves to believe about ourselves, what we are allowing other people to tell us about ourselves, and what we are allowing ourselves to be embogged by, you know, what is it that we're allowing ourselves to be consumed by during this time? Because our spirit is very, very, very sensitive when we are fasting, praying, and literally releasing all things that we can't control to God. It makes us very vulnerable. It makes us very, your temperament can be different. Your mindset is very, very, very open, and it can be malleable as well. So this is one of those times where you can be easily attacked in a malicious way when it comes to manipulation, when it comes to you know, your heart is so open, you see the good in everything, and you're not using discernment in what it is you allow yourself to help with. This is where we're going to be very intentional about asking God specifically, what is it that you want us to do? What is it that you are needing us to do? What is it that you would have us do on this day? How can we serve you? And I'm believing that as I'm doing this, I know that you're going to respond, you're going to provide me answers, you're going to give me the clarity, you're going to lead me where it is that I am needing to go. Even when it comes down to something as simple as, God, what do you need me to say in response to this? What is it? Where do you want me to apply, right? Where do you want me to give advice? Where do you want me to show up? Where are you needing me to be present? What is it specifically you want me to pray over on my own life? Right? Oftentimes we go and we're praying and we're in devotion and we're meditating, all these things, because we have something we want from God. But what is God asking us to pray for? What is he asking us to acknowledge? What is it that we are needing to do that he's assigned us to do? So I think that will help in a big way as well. Getting clear about the purpose of this. It is to serve him. It is to give him so he can get the glory. And that means that if you're in aligned with him in that way, that it has no choice but to work out for your good. And you're not disappointed because you have your own expectations based on what you want versus what he wants for you. So we're in this space. We're going to literally take off in such an incredible way. I'm so excited. I know that we just completed the fast. It has been on me. And I know that this is something that we're going to do and continue to thrive in. It is going to take us through the first couple weeks of spring, which is beautiful. And you will, without a shadow of a doubt, have completed the first 2 months of the year in a powerful way. So this is something I want us to all get excited about. You have a couple days before it actually starts, so you can kind of breathe a little bit and just try to get yourself in order and ready and prepare for Sunday. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be amazing. You're going to find that you have really allowed yourself to be open to the healing, the recovery, the opportunities that are en route to you. And they're going to come in a faster way because the climate is ready for them. You are providing a nurturing space for them. You're providing a space where you're able to really nurture, protect, and serve what it is that you are building in your own space, on your own foundation. And God is at the root of it. And it's so beautiful. So I will say during this 30 days, be open to changes. Be open to the reshifting of what you prioritize. Attending to the details is going to be significant. It's going to be important. It's going to be necessary. And you're going to want to also acknowledge the parts of you who are that have actually healed from whatever it is that you have found yourself holding on to the trauma of. A lot of things, a lot of the stories, a lot of the ways that you behave are from the space of a person who has been in survival mode or has been afflicted, but you have already healed from those things. Those situations and circumstances have already happened and you've already evolved so much beyond that, but you stay in that same energy because it is familiar and it become a part of your identity. It's almost as if I burned my finger has healed, yet I'm still protecting that finger. I'm still covering and using, you know, neosporin or whatever on that finger. And there's no need because it's already healed up. It's wasted energy in a space that doesn't need that type of attention. Instead of you nurturing a wound of something that's already closed, it's about appreciating what that wound taught you and allowing it to be the scar that it is as a reminder that you'd been there, that that happened. That should give you wisdom. It should give you clarity. It should give you peace opposed to making you feel obligated to remain in that state of pain and affliction. But you've evolved beyond that. So whatever that situation may be, whether you're operating in lack, whether you're operating in destitution, whether you're around here moving in a wave of bitterness, anger, frustration, fear, whatever it is, it's acknowledging that you're not even in that relationship anymore. You're not even at that company anymore. You're not even in that area or that community anymore. You don't even talk to those people anymore. You are not even in that space that you were when all of this occurred, but yet you're still talking about it and angry as if it is happening right now. There is a conversation that has to change. There's a tone, a dialect that has to change. There's behaviors that are needing to change. And those are the things that you're going to be focusing on in these 30 days, in addition to the implementation of new ways of living. Now, this is also a beautiful time to act, just pray and ask God, God, what area of my life are you elevating me in? Because we have our desires, we have our wants, we have what it is we're asking for. And you should have signs of what it is that's being changed and shifted and elevated in your life based on the last 30 days. However, if you need clarity, if you need peace, before you write down what it is that you're believing bigger for, ask for clarity. Ask God to show you, confirm for you, what area of your life is he elevating so that you can hyper focus on that particular thing. If it is career changes, if it's finances, if it's relationship, if it's a deeper connection with your own inner child, if it's you forgiving someone, if it's you preparing for a move, preparing for a change when it comes to the adding of your family or the whatever the case may be, it's adding that aspect of let me ask God first. Let me clarify with God first. God, what do you want from me? Where do you want me to be? What is it that I need to be praying for? Because if I'm over here praying that my garden expands and you over here saying that you're trying to elevate me in my relationship and I'm still focusing on my garden opposed to this relationship, then something's going to fail. And the thing that's going to fail is this relationship, because that's where I'm supposed to be focused on. However, I'm over here focused on this garden that just might bloom, but it will not last. I still won't be satisfied. I still won't be happy with the results. It won't give what it's supposed to give, because that's not where my attention was supposed to be at that time. My growing hands were supposed to be in my relationship. Instead, they were in the soil for these greens. Okay. So this is getting yourself positioned for asking God prior to you making a decision that isn't in alignment with where it is he has you to go. During this process, I would love for you guys to know that you're loved. This is going to be an exciting moment. This is an exciting opportunity. You're going to be trying things new. You're going to be doing things new. You're going to be creating a new environment for yourself, creating a new routine for yourself, creating a new environment for your family, creating a new opportunity of, okay, so also one point I would like to make is that one of the things that you're going to find throughout this process is how much you glow differently. Like your entire understanding of self, your idea of self, your exploration of self is going to change significantly when you put yourself in this position to actually grow in the process. So you're going to find that hidden things that you didn't even know about yourself or you weren't even aware of are going to be coming out and coming to light in the most impactful and beautiful ways. This is you seeing how much of a light you are once you allow yourself to release the things that dimmed it. This is allowing yourself to move in an energy of knowing that I'm loved, I'm supported, I'm protected, I'm cared for, I have everything that I need, I'm not lacking anything, God is with me, I'm aligned and assigned in a certain space, and this is all helping me to gain the clarity, the peace, the understanding, the abundance that I deserve. And this is going to really change your life as we are navigating through everything day to day. Okay, so I'm excited about this. I am excited. I'm so grateful that you guys love my fast and my journeys so much that you push for me to keep it going. And I love you guys. I love you guys so much for that. And so this is definitely going to be one of those journeys that we're going to have our daily devotions. We're implementing more of the journal style for this particular one, but we are also going to be providing resources and tools and assistance and day-to-day little tidbits that are going to help us as we are navigating through these particular journeys. Okay, I love you guys so very much. What we're going to do is end this particular episode. We're going to go into our prayer and our daily devotion, and then we're going to close out this episode. Okay. I love you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you. God, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your generosity. God, thank you so much for allowing us to be obedient with the call that you have for us. Thank you for the alignment. We thank you for the perseverance. We thank you for the ability to see ourselves outside of how we've always seen ourselves. But most importantly, we thank you for the grace. We thank you for the mercy. We thank you for the opportunities to be exactly who it is we're needing and wanting to be through you. God, thank you for blessing us with every single thing that you know is truly aligned with the purpose you have for us and giving us more than we could have ever asked for. We thank you for the favor. We thank you for the obedience that you have allowed us to hold tight to. But most importantly, we thank you for the resources. We thank you for allowing us to see that in every situation, in every circumstance, in every opportunity, there is something there for us to either be blessed by or blessed with. And in addition to that, be a blessing to. God, thank you so very much for giving us the vision. In your name, we ask that you give us all everything that it is you have for us, nothing less. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In your name, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen. I am reading from the Moments of Peace in the Presence of God Daily Devotional, and it is titled, What Grows from Your Tears? He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Psalm 126:6. Our mouths filled with laughter and our tongues with singing. Then they said amongst the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Psalm 126:2. Sometimes the tears just flow. Burdens get so heavy and decisions so difficult that your natural response is to weep. God knows the tears you have cried and he honors every one of them by transforming them into seeds of hope. He produces a harvest of virtues within you. Righteousness, humility, faith, and perseverance all grow from your weeping. Rejoice that your tears are not in vain. God cultivates each glistening drop and transforms it into a blessing. When you see what God has done in you and how he has worked in your situation, you will also have a harvest of truly unshakable joy. Dear God, I praise you that one day I will shout with joy over the harvest of virtues you have produced from my tears. Amen. The evening says, a personal message, a personal passage. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. Psalm 18:16. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. Psalm 16:11. Each life is a uniquely personal passage, a journey through time. As you travel through difficult places, you need not give in to hopelessness. God is able to bring you safely to your destination when you place your trust in him. God is the author of each journey. He knows the way through every dark and frightening valley. He knows the safest path along each high and treacherous mountain trail. God knows where the cool, refreshing waters flow and where you can find the provisions to meet each of your needs. He shares the weight of your burden you carry and causes you to lie down and rest in lush green meadows. He gives you hope and courage as you walk with him, step by step, one day at a time. God, as I face these challenges on my personal journey through life, I am thankful for your presence that guides and protects me. Amen. I am so excited. I'm so excited. God is so good. I am so grateful. I am so honored that we are on this journey together. I hope that you guys allow yourself to remain steadfast and committed to the process and know that it is all working out for your good. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Until our next episode, please be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. Remember, February 11th through March 11th is our new journey. It will be 30 days of elevation. I look forward to sharing with you guys then. Love you. Bye.